The Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know that some lessons we learn early in life. Where I lived when I was a kid, we didn't have kindergarten, so I can't say the things you learned in kindergarten. But I learned anyway that there are things, important. I had an older brother. I learned there's a large difference between stop that and dad said you better stop that. In school, getting permission is important, but the really important thing is who gave you permission. Permission from the school principal means something. From a teacher, probably means something. From another student, probably not. Permission from the janitor was usually as good as from the principal, right? The question is, who says so? By what name? An equally important consideration involves who accepts responsibility. Who is watching your little sister to keep her safe? Who is watching the sheep while they graze in the roadside ditch? Later in life, whose name is on the report? Who signed off on the project? By what name? So it was in the days of the New Testament and the days of the early church. In the background of today's first reading, Peter and John have been arrested not simply because they healed a man, but because they preached to the crowd that gathered as a result of that healing, proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus. So now they're brought to trial before the priests and the elders because of that. And the question is simple, by what power or by what name did you do this? Now, if you think about it, it's a little humorous because they got arrested for that, and now they have the opportunity to do it again. Because they get asked that question, declaring that they have acted in the name of Jesus. Let it be known to all of you that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In the gospel reading, Jesus accepts responsibility for those to whom God sent him. I am the good shepherd. Now, hearing those words, we might think first of kind of those soft and fairly gentle animals. We used to have sheep when I was growing up on the farm. We had as many as 100 head. You think about that. You think about the shearing. You think about all of that stuff. And maybe think of this psalm that we read today. The Lord is my shepherd. Sheep and shepherds are mentioned throughout the Bible. You know, when Jesus was born, shepherds out in the field watching their flocks by night. The Old Testament story, David was the shepherd boy who became king. And Jesus tells a parable about the lost sheep and the shepherd who finds it and brings it back, carrying it home. You probably also have heard that shepherds were viewed in Jesus' day with contempt. They couldn't serve as witnesses at trial and whatnot. They were regarded kind of the great unwashed, I guess you could say. But the word shepherd also has another meaning. If we know the Bible somewhat and think especially about the Old Testament, in Old Testament Israel, the kings were called shepherd because it was their responsibility to care for the people. If we know that part of the Bible, we see that Jesus is really making a very strong political statement when he says, "I am the good shepherd." The prophets accused kings of being bad shepherds, not caring for the people, just caring about themselves and whatever they could accumulate for themselves. You know, I think most of us know that every leader we elect is going to disappoint us, right? You've never elected somebody that wound up doing everything just the way you wanted it. And so, you know, the prophets, if they had been around in our day, they would have assailed Bill Clinton for his personal immorality, Donald Trump for his public dishonesty, and every other leader we've had. Jesus, in his day, was contrasting himself with the Romans and the Herods and the Jewish leaders of his day. Jesus says that in contrast to the irresponsible leaders and rulers, in contrast to kings who failed to care for the shepherd, for the people, he is the good shepherd. Sent by God to save the world, he laid down his life for the sheep on Good Friday, took it up again on Easter morning. Jesus cares, Jesus knows his own and is known by them. Jesus cares for us. There's a biblical promise that one day all things will be restored to God. All things. And it will be in the name of Jesus. Now, living in the world of the 21st century, that leaves a little mystery, I think, for us. There was a time that the church was pretty much a narrow little enclave. Where I grew up was a little German community, of German descent. You know, and so everybody knew everybody, and it was that kind of view. We didn't think much about the larger world. But what about people who live faithfully and compassionately in this world apart from the name of Jesus? We do know that God hasn't made us the judge of that. We have to remind ourselves now and then to, you know, kick ourselves off that throne of thinking we're the people who get to decide that stuff. But we don't know how God will receive people who have lived in this world without ever knowing or hearing the name of Jesus. We don't know about people who have heard and rejected a really warped and twisted version of the gospel. And there's been plenty of that in the time that the church has existed in this world. But we do believe that God's saving power was at work in Jesus. And above all, we know that that's the name that you and I rely on. We can speculate all we want, but we only have one story to tell. We have one song to sing. For there is no other name under heaven given to us by which we must be saved. The name of Jesus is at the center of our church life, at the center of the way we see the world and the community around us. This is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Jesus is the one who has taken on himself the burden and the sin of the world. Jesus is the one who has embraced the whole will and purpose of God, and we are related to God in his name. So Peter and John, they knew that, and they responded in terms of what they believed. They told those leaders what they believed about Jesus, and what they did was done in his name. Think about that. Everything we do here is done in the name of Jesus. And more than that, everything we do in the community and the world is in some way done in the name of Jesus. Here it's scripture and preaching, prayer and singing, greeting at the meal, all those things. In the community, it has to do with helping the needy. It has to do with finding ways to address human need here and through our offerings and the things that those get accumulated with the offerings from other churches around the world. We touch the world in a way that none of us individually could do. And as a denomination united with other congregations, that also multiplies what little effect we have into something really important. From Buffalo to the ends of the earth. at the United Church of Christ, it's through the Montana Northern Wyoming District, and the Lutheran Church is through the Rocky Mountain Synod. All those things. Wonderful ministries done because the Good Shepherd has called us to follow. The point is that when Christ's love lives in us, it finds a way to be expressed through us. It motivates us to touch the world. So everything we do is done that way. As members of congregations, that's one thing that people who aren't in the church often overlook, is that multiplying effect of our care, of Christ's care through us. So we do rejoice that God's children are cared for, whoever does it. When we were in Turkey, we learned about a great social service thing that happens there called Kimse Yokmu, which means something like, is anybody there? The name came from a time there was a great earthquake. And both the people who were searching through the rubble would call out, is anybody there? And the people who are trapped in the rubble would be crying out, is anybody there? And that became the name of this agency. And they have trucks of emergency supplies ready to go at a moment's notice whenever there is a disaster or catastrophe in their communities or in their area. A wonderful example, and we rejoice at that. But we also rejoice that we have the opportunity to know, to care, and to serve in the name of Jesus. And one thing we might overlook is how much stuff in this world started in the name of Christ. That now is community-based, or we don't think of it as being church-related. Stuff from Alcoholics Anonymous to the YMCA, from hospitals to hospices, from orphanages to nursing homes, from soup kitchens to daycare. All those things started under the auspices of Christian people who cared because Christ cares. And out of that, as those got to be things that communities cared about, the communities kind of took them over. And so now some of those are done through our tax dollars, but they originated in the name of Christ. And that's a wonderful thing that we ought to remember. And so Christ risen, crucified and risen, Christ living in us, working through us, helps to touch the world and heal the wounded everywhere. And we pray that that may always continue, because we pray that we may always respond to the Good Shepherd's call. Amen.